Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Public outcry over reported drone sightings in the Northeast and other parts of the country. Residents and lawmakers demanding more information.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan saying he witnessed dozens of large drones above his house for 45 minutes. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy sending a letter to President Biden saying more resources are needed to fully understand what is behind this activity. Drones also seen over parts of New York City. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there is no evidence the reported drones pose any threat or are tied to a foreign country.
ABC's Perry Russum. During a congressional trip, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hospitalized in Luxembourg. Her office says she sustained an injury during a ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, but did not provide details of her injuries. Heavy snow and ice in the forecast from the Midwest to the Northeast. Residents in the Great Lakes getting more snow. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a more consistent source of food access. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced $444 million in funding for clean water programs across the state. According to a press release, the funding through the Clean Water Fund program was distributed to 50 municipalities, including some in western Wisconsin like Barron and Augusta. The funding is meant to help local municipalities upgrade their wastewater infrastructure, like projects to reduce phosphorus discharges, in smaller, disadvantaged communities. A Chicago man arrested in Ashland County and accused of possessing over 100 grams of fentanyl earlier this year is heading to trial. 56-year-old Charles Mathis was charged with two counts of possession with intent to deliver dangerous drugs in May. Ashland County Sheriff's Office officials allegedly found him walking down Highway 2 and approached him, allegedly finding a gym sock containing a vacuum-sealed bag with a white powder that later tested positive for fentanyl. A jury trial in the case is scheduled to begin in April. Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe have filed a petition for a contested case hearing as they push back against the Line 5 relocation project. Enbridge Energy has planned to move the oil and gas pipeline to go around the Bad River Band reservation rather than through it, but environmental groups say the 41-mile reroute could still impact nearly 200 waterways and 100 acres of wetlands. The petition challenges the project's waterway and wetlands permit, water quality certification, and environmental impact statement. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers trade Devin Williams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded closing pitcher Devin Williams to the New York Yankees for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes and infielder Caleb Dehring. Devin Williams had been named to the All-Star Game and Relief Pitcher of the Year twice, but suffered a blown save in a 4-2 loss to the Mets in the playoffs. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
You see blips in every pitcher in baseball. It's not anything that doesn't happen to the best of the best. He is one of the best in the game, and it's not anything that doesn't happen to the best.
NFL Packers packing their bags for Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday night. Defensive back Jaire Alexander will not play, still dealing with a knee injury. The 49ers' Devondre Campbell under fire after walking off in the third quarter last night in a game against the Rams, saying he didn't want to play. Campbell was a Packers linebacker last year who said he felt like a big brother to linebacker Quay Walker.
Me and Quay are the exact same person. The exact same person.
How so?
Just personality-wise.
That's Devondre Campbell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the low 30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high mid-30s. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Friday edition of Nightlight. But it could be a little spooky. It is Friday the 13th. We're still going to light it up, but we will do it under the pretense. We'll do it knowing that some of you are struggling through this day if you're superstitious. This is a night where a lot of our show is, would you say we're live, Conrad? How do you describe this?
It's a pre-recorded content. It's not the best of, you know,
we got new stuff
yeah. For you. It's just that, you know, Pete's at a wedding tonight,
right? And I feel weird saying that this is here's the thing. We don't really have a question of the night because I'm not here to read texts, but I am here in spirit, maybe spooky spirit, because it's Friday the 13th, and even though I'm at a wedding, I'm here. I don't know what to make of that. Are you superstitious?
You know, I'll be here tomorrow playing obviously the segments. You know, I think I'm going to feel like you're here as well. You know?
Okay, good. Pretend I'm here and you're being watched. So no parties.
I'll give you signals when you're not there either.
Okay,
so just to make me feel better.
Send me a text. Let me know how things are going. Are you a superstitious person?
You know, not really. I'd say... because I had a black cat growing up, so it was never... Never had anything that was like, I've had a black cat, and I don't think that I've had bad luck. So, not there. But maybe in sports a little bit. There's some stuff.
Yeah.
There's some stuff I do, I think, that maybe be superstitious. Like, I'd have a hot dog after every basketball game. I don't know why.
That's so great that you risk your health. Just that kind of stuff I love. I was never... you know, I don't know, the sports thing. I was never great enough at sports that I was superstitious in regard to that. But here's what I'll say. My wife swears, and whenever I would be in a kid's school, the teachers would swear that on a full moon, kids just, something is in the air and kids are crazy in schools. And most of the people that would tell me that are not even superstitious. They're like, I don't get it. It's weird. Now, having said that, if I'm walking down the street and I see a ladder, I'm not walking under the ladder. I don't really consider myself superstitious, but I also don't like to tempt fate.
I just don't think it's smart to walk under a ladder.
Very well said.
You can just...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong.
Yeah.
But I also, like, if I chip a mirror, I'm going to go, okay, I'm not going to count the days till 7 years is up either. You know what I mean?
So that's,
I don't
what
know,
it is?
Something like 7 years of bad luck or whatever.
Oof.
Yeah, you're doing the math in your head right now about when you broke
how
it.
Many broken mirrors have.
So I'm not, you know, I don't know, but I don't consider myself a superstitious person. I'll tell you, here's what we'll do. If people want to send in texts about their superstitions, we'll read them Monday. So
yeah.
Send them in.
Yeah.
If you are superstitious, let us know what you're superstitious about. Of all of those, what freaks you out the most? Is it a black cat crossing your path in front of you? Is it walking under a ladder, breaking a mirror, stepping a crack, break your mother's back? There's all kinds of stuff. probably a lot I've never even heard of either. But Friday the 13th, you know.
I'd have friends that would do some of that stuff just on purpose, you know?
Right.
Like spill the salt, or is it pepper, or whatever. Yeah,
you spill salt and you just throw it over your left shoulder, I think. Yeah.
But he'd just spill it. He'd walk under ladders. He'd walk past my black cat.
Just begging God to give him a slap upside the head. That's funny. We do have a fun show tonight. Nikki Zerjav will be here. Nikki's so much fun. She did the popcorn pick of the week a few weeks ago. We had a lot of fun. She's on the morning show with the guys a lot, Mino and the mayor. She's a lot of fun on the radio. So she's going to be here in a little while to talk about movies. What else are we going to talk about with Nikki? It's like one of those things. We just start talking. She's one of those people.
She just keep going.
Kind of talk about anything. So that'll be fun. Nikki will be here at 6:35. We'll talk about her favorite comedies, whether she likes Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I'm going to come clean right now and say I'm moving through this day and I have not brushed my teeth. And I'm not proud of that. It was an oversight. I feel bad for Nikki ahead of time. Luckily, Brittany Merlot will be on the show in a few minutes, too. She's going to give us a weather update. She will not be able to smell my breath.
You know,
she'll be over the stream.
We have glass between us, but I can smell it.
Is the glass fogging up a little bit?
Yeah,
keeps reaching over with the
squeegee. It's really like oniony and like.
Ooh, yeah. I like that smell.
You had coffee and then you just went to an onion, it smells like.
First of all, I have not been close enough to you for you to know that. Second of all, I love the smell of coffee. I love the smell of garlic. And I love the smell of onions. Now, if they're coming out of someone's mouth.
That's a little different.
Combined with everything else they got going in their body, that's not going to be good. But so we have we got Brittany Merlot coming up. She's going to give us a weather update. What we can look forward to or not look forward to the rest of the winter. It's pretty frigid out today. So we will, I don't know, I'm curious. I don't know if it's going to be like a crazy Arctic blast winter or more mild like last year. I hope it's more mild, but we'll get all the straight dope from Brittany regarding snow and cold and all that kind of stuff. Nikki will be here. And then even though I'm not here, it is, ladies and gentlemen, a Bar Band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr will be dropping by at 7:30 with new music. And this is exciting because one of the songs she's bringing us is a song by Radio for Pets. Radio for Pets was on Nightlight a couple months ago. They're a punk band based out of Green Bay, but a couple of the guys are from where I live now, Marinette Menominee. And they just rock. They are great. And Terry is a fan of them as well. And so that's one of the bands she's going to introduce the listeners to tonight. So if you haven't heard Radio for Pets when they were on the show, stick around. You're going to love their music. And they're going to be on this show next Wednesday night. They'll be in studio again. And they are a really fun band. So that's your show. That's a show.
You know, last time that Radio for Pets was in here, they actually knocked my socks off. They actually just flew off.
You look down, you're like, what the hell? I'm like, Conrad, what do you got bare feet for? Well, it's Radio for Pets. That's what happens. So we got that. We got a lot of cool stuff in terms of releases with movies this week, too. Wes Anderson, Bottle Rocket came out, and then what else? Rushmore, I think. Did they come out the same week?
I'll go to the Google.
Yeah, we got Rushmore came out on this day, yesterday. I'm sorry, Rushmore came out yesterday, and I think it was Owen Wilson's birthday. That's why we have clips from Rushmore and from a film that I am a big fan of called Bottle Rocket, which is my classic movie pick of the week this coming week on New Wisco Weekend. So if you haven't checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a great news magazine show hosted by Lisa Hale, who does news here at WGBW and WISS. She does a great job hosting New Wisco Weekend. Terry Barr contributes, Brittany Merlot, Conrad, Todd, Amanda. Everyone here at WGBW contributes to the show in one way or the other. And my classic movie pick will be Bottle Rocket, which is great. If you haven't seen Bottle Rocket, it is an indie comedy gem. I also want to mention that we have a contest here, don't we, Conrad, at Civic Media?
Yeah, so it's, you listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
4 p.m., yeah.
For the keywords to text your chance to win the grown-up gift list.
Yeah.
Statewide.
You can win $100, a night at Chula Vista. There are 8 grand prizes, and they're all adult gifts. Whenever I hear the word adult, I always think it's like something dirty.
I don't know what that says about me, but you could win some type of adult gift. Maybe it's inappropriate. I don't know. I'm kidding. It's a great contest. Check it out. Listen for those keywords so you can text in for your chance to win one of the grown-up gift lists. 7, 11, 1, and 4. Those are when you need to know the keywords and text in. So good luck with that, everybody. Also, on Christmas Day, Civic Media is playing Christmas music all day. The hosts will be off, and I am very excited to say that Nightlight will help kick off this fun thing we are doing here on Civic Media. We're hosting a show on Christmas Eve from 4 to 6. We'll be on 2 hours earlier, and we are asking people to send in great Christmas stories, something maybe really that happened to you, an excerpt from your favorite Christmas story. Send us your favorite Christmas cookies, what you like, what movies you like. The whole show is going to be a celebration of Christmas, and we are going to celebrate you, the listener. So we're asking you to contribute and send us your fun stories and your fun tidbits about Christmas. And you can do that. You can email Nightlight at civicmedia.us. That's N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. So that should be really fun. And then we will be off the air at 6 o'clock, and everybody will enjoy Christmas music for I think all the way till midnight, right? On Christmas Day.
You know, and I think that we might actually have some special callers coming in. I think something like that.
What?
We might have some special callers calling into the show on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, that's right. Should we even tease that? I don't know. Folks, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we make a practice of reaching out to the other side, people who have passed on, but we did. One of them is calling in on Christmas Eve. Two of them actually will be calling in on Christmas Eve. It's going to be a really fun show. Do we have time to do a quick clip here before we get to Brittany?
Yeah, we could do that bottle rocket clip.
Let's do the bottle rocket clip. They're planning the robbery, right?
Yes.
All right, these are the three main characters. Dignan is the leader, that's Owen Wilson. Luke Wilson and another guy are at the table, and they're planning a robbery, and they just obtained a firearm before they rob a bookstore. Amateur burglars, and they're obsessed with the fact that the gun is on the table.
Are the explosives really necessary here? I think it'd be a lot more simple if I just walk up to the door alone. I think that would be...
Why are you undermining me, man? How much bullets does this thing take?
Bob, look, please, I'm paying attention. Damn it! You're not paying attention if you're messing around with the gun. Now quit...
Anthony, just keep the gun on the table.
Keep Dignan, relax.
I can't focus unless the gun is on the table.
Well, you just paid for it.
Shut up, man. Shut up. I'm warning you now. Be quiet, please.
It's true, Dignan. I paid for the gun.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it again. Repeat what you just said.
I paid for the gun.
He's out. You're out, too. And I don't think I'm in either. No gang.
It's so great. And then they rob a bookstore. And the manager of the bookstore yells at him, too. And it's just such a great movie. It's so quirky and fun. Highly recommend it. So check out New Wisco Weekend this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's on Saturday and Sunday. When we come back, Civic Media's own Brittany Merlot is going to give us a sneak peek at what we can look forward to this winter. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Welcome back. It is Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even here. I'm at a wedding. But we still put a great show together. And I like knowing that I'm here even when I'm not here. And Nikki Zurjev is coming up soon. Right now, it is my pleasure, my absolute pleasure, to welcome one of my favorite civic media people onto the show. She does weather here for the network. And she not only does she report the weather, she is the weather. She loves the weather and she can't get enough of it. And her passion for weather, she's cheering right now, comes out in her reports, which is so cool. It's very exciting. Brittany Merlot is here. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, good evening, Pete. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You got me smiling from ear to ear with those beautiful compliments. My gosh.
Well, it's true. I get excited talking to a plumber who is passionate about pipes and fixing stuff and figuring stuff out. When you meet people who are really passionate about what they do, it's exciting. And you definitely convey that during weather, your weather reports. So
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
I'm exempt from being excited from the past cold that we just had because I love the extremes.
Yes, you do. So let's start there, Brittany. Like, I can't even remember anymore. It seems like we've had mild winters, but then we have a couple days where it's really like an Arctic blast almost. Is this normal or are we seeing more of this?
You know, the Arctic blasts are definitely normal. So that is controlled by a whole different oscillation. It's called the AO. So basically, it's this jet stream, the polar jet stream that holds all of the really cold air into Canada. Well, every so often that thing wobbles and it'll send those cold blasts our way. So that's not uncommon. We've definitely had that. But what is uncommon is how warm that we're getting this weekend. I mean,
yeah,
we're mid-December, pushing late December, and we shouldn't be getting temperatures to near 40 degrees. So that's a little weird.
Does that concern you? Or, I mean, it seems like we've had this now, maybe the third year in a row, we've had these kind of patterns.
It absolutely concerns me. At first, when I first moved to the Fox Valley, I thought it was a Fox Valley problem. I really did. I was like, oh, I'm on the wrong side of the lake. I'm not getting the lake effect. Where's the snow? But then, you know, living here in Wausau, I'm realizing and just noticing over the past few years, no one's really getting it. We're getting more ice events. We're getting more rain events. And our temperatures are staying warmer, which is why that's what the main precipitation is. And so the lack of snow, especially last year, oh my gosh, what a drought we had. I mean, businesses suffered and all of that. Thankfully, this year so far, that lake effect snow machine has been turned on. So a lot going on in the snow belt, but it's not making its way statewide, which we kind of all want that for the end of December, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, are we going to have a white Christmas, do you think?
It's like 50-50 right now. It really is. Honestly, the jet stream is lifting so far north with this weekend storm that it does start to moderate next week. And hopefully it stays that way, but it's not sending a lot of movement our way. So we'll see. I think there's a few more shots of it if we have a white Christmas, it'll probably be on Christmas and maybe an inch or so. Nothing major.
That's nice. You get the white Christmas, but then if it, for those of us who don't like snow, if it melts, you get the best of both worlds, maybe? I don't know.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. So what about the rest of the winter? I know you're not like a fortune teller, but do you think this will be a mild winter overall, or are we looking at some Arctic-type temperatures, big snowstorms? Anything you can tell us, not that we'd hold you to it, but what people are saying or the National Weather Service is saying?
All right, let me look into my crystal weather ball. Let me tell you.
I knew you had one. I knew it.
I got a couple, let me tell you. No, honestly, so we're switching into this really weak La Nina, and weak La Ninas typically obviously send us colder snaps every so often and a little bit more snowfall, but more of a nickel and dime snowfall.
Okay.
So much big systems hitting oh so often. So I think we're going to be better than last year, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference. I think the cold snaps are still going to filter in. We'll probably get a few more, maybe two or three more. And then in terms of big snowstorms, like statewide snowstorms, we usually average 3 to 4 a season. Mm. I'd say let's hope for 2.
Oh, really? So less snow, but more typical temperatures for the winter than last year? Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of like a roller coaster, right? Okay. Where we're going to get these warm surges where we're going to be a little bit above average, and then the cold surges where we're going to have those cold snaps like we just went through. So kind of what we're experiencing this past week, honestly, the weather whiplash, I think, is going to kind of continue. Obviously, a little bit more deep freezing going on in February before we come out of our winter weather.
You know, it's funny. I don't like, we've talked about this. I know you love winter. I'm not really a winter person. I don't mind the whiplash, because I can get through 2 cold days if I go, well, it's going to be 45 in a couple days. So it helps me get through that, you know?
The light at the end of the tunnel. I get it. See, I like the snow because that's the warmer temperatures versus the sunshine brings you this bitter cold.
Interesting. Good point.
Yeah. Give or take, right?
Absolutely. So, all right, I have to ask you this. I've been trying to have you on the show since summer, since I saw Twisters.
Yes.
And I was curious, like I was thinking about you while I was watching that film, and I can't remember if we've talked about this or if I just never asked you this, but have you ever storm chased, or is that something, what do you think about that as a hobby?
I love it. I have done that for many, many years.
And really?
That movie should have been about me, darn it.
Brittany's Twisters.
What the heck? We're going to make our own version. No, that was super cool. There's so many times during that movie where I'm like, I saw it actually with one of our reporters, Melissa Kay, and I just kept nudging her, being gosh, this is like how it is. No, listen, we really are in competition with other storm chase crews. We really are trying to figure out where the next person's going, and you know, you kind of keep it on the DL, and they did a pretty good job at the whole storm chase drama. Obviously, there were some Hollywood moments, but
sure.
They got to add those, don't they?
That's so great. Have you, we just have about 30 seconds left, but have you ever been in any danger when you've been storm chasing, or times when you were like, oh no,
what have I
gotten myself into?
Oh yes. Near an F4 tornado. It was a wedge tornado. We lost our radar. There was hail about the size of softballs, not too far away from us. We didn't know which way to go. And the van actually kind of picked up and skidded across the road a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
I put my seatbelt on, said my prayers. I thought that was it, but we were okay.
You are the rock and roll snow queen weather girl. Thank you, Brittany. That is so fun. It's always fun to talk to you. And thank you for
you
keeping us posted. Have a great winter.
Anytime. Stay warm, Pete.
I will. Always do. Thanks, Brittany.
Bye.
All right. That is Civic Media's own Brittany Merlot. So much fun talking to Brittany about the weather. Were you into the weather when you were a kid? I never thought one way or the other about it. Now I think it's like really cool. Like I check it every day when I get up.
I would say I was definitely interested, but the only thing was is that when I was younger, I loved snow. Loved going outside, building, you know,
forts. Yeah.
Snowmen, sledding, snowboarding. Now I absolutely hate the winter.
I know. Be honest, you still like to build forts, though. all right, when we come back, Nikki Zirjev will be here after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what is up. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year, residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced the recipients of the 2025 Urban Forestry Program grant. Funding was awarded to 43 applicants across the state, including the cities of Ashland and Menominee, as well as Polk County. In total, nearly $630,000 will be distributed for projects that put urban tree inventories to use, improve local urban forestry programs, and increase local urban forestry spending. The state hopes to plant 75 million trees by 2030. One of the two people accused of stealing an SUV in Barron County during a test drive has been sentenced to probation. According to court documents, 24-year-old Ariana Line of Cameron and 34-year-old Nicola Lowe of Webster were charged with felony theft after taking the vehicle for a test drive and never returning to the dealership. Line entered a guilty plea to the charges in October and was ordered to maintain complete sobriety as part of the plea. Line and Lowe were also ordered to jointly pay nearly $2,000 in restitution. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has detected a case of avian influenza in a Barron County poultry flock. Officials say the facility that had the positive test will not be allowed to move poultry products, and the birds will be depopulated to stop the spread of the highly contagious virus. In addition to addressing the facility that produced the positive test, the DATCP has established a control area to closely monitor other animals. Officials are also urging farmers to implement stronger biosecurity measures. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the low 30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high mid-30s. Right now, we're at 11.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the National DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
So this is fun. Friday the 13th, Very exciting. I'm not here right now. I'm at a wedding in Chicago.
Oh, mazel tov.
But thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Not yours.
Actually, I have no idea what the religious affiliation is for the wedding, but weddings are fun.
Yes. Yeah. I've been in two.
You've been in a few?
My own.
Have you been married twice?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you got two under your belt.
Right. Truly. And truly, this is the joke I like to make, that I've always been the bride. I've never been a bridesmaid.
Oh, what a bummer.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's more fun to go to a wedding when you don't have to do anything.
Oh, my God.
You just camp out at the open bar.
Yes. Yeah. They are a lot of fun.
That is the voice of Nikki Zirjev, who is my guest here on Nightlight. I was so excited you decided to do this because I found out recently you were a huge fan of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have you back on the show anyway because you did the Popcorn Pick of the Week a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you brought in all these snacks. You're one of the best guests ever for the Popcorn Pick. And
because of the snacks, obviously.
Snacks, well, they elevated you, but I would say just on your own, just as a guest, as
a
voice.
Did you watch my Popcorn Pick of the Week?
I don't even remember what it was.
Pete.
What was it?
You know what? The first time I was on, you said that we were going to be friends.
We're not.
Remember?
Do you remember every movie I've ever mentioned, Nikki, since we've known each other?
Well, I thought, you know, it's kind of...
Conrad, do you remember Nikki's pick?
Kind of what you do here, Pete. I don't know. Ooh, Con's turning a different color. That's cute. That is a lovely shade of red, Conrad.
Offset with the lime green
It's very
hoodie. I like it.
Holiday. Yes.
Conrad and I are both kind of sporting lime green. I don't know how that happened. But
I like it. Accidentally on purpose.
It works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you remember your Popcorn Pick of the Week?
I sure do.
What was it?
Beautiful Girls.
Yes.
What was it? 1990. Yeah.
And
Matt Dillon. Yep.
That was a great pick. Because I'll be honest, I don't mind this, but most of the picks are like Elf.
Right.
You know, kind of the big movies.
Right.
But once in a while, when you hear a classic or something offbeat and quirky like Beautiful Girls.
Yeah.
Makes my night. So
perfect.
I have to apologize in advance to Nikki. I left the house today without brushing my teeth. Have you ever done that?
Oh, my gosh. Have you not shopped around in the cabinets in our restrooms?
We have toothbrushes here?
No, but we have wisps.
What are those?
Do you know what wisps are?
Well, no.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
they're kind of like toothpicks.
Yes, they're toothpicks.
Well, I flossed last night, but I didn't.
Right. No, but they're like, they're basically travel disposable.
Okay.
No water required.
Wow.
Like, brushing instruments.
I like that.
They're this big, and they've got like a small little, like the size of your fingernail.
Okay.
And so you can just kind of la la la. You're good over there.
Well, maybe I'll do you a favor and go find one of these whisks.
Right. Just, you know, tee me up.
What if, like,
while I give you a long-winded answer.
What if, like, some of the morning guys already used them and they just put them back? Or Todd or Amanda.
Todd would never do such a thing.
No. Do you think the guys would?
I absolutely think one of them would. There is a 1,000% chance. Because that beloved host of the show likes to, I don't know. I don't know if it's really, if it's like a, he wants to see what he can get away with.
Oh,
but like,
really?
Yeah, just wrappers and stuff. He'll put back in the candy dish. He'll remove the candy, then put the wrapper back in. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just to save himself a trip
even though
3 feet away from the trash?
Yep, the receptacle's right there.
He just wants to do it to see if anybody notices?
I don't know.
That's antisocial behavior.
Well,
There's worse things you could do.
I don't know. He's closer to elderly than he is to a young man.
Oh, no. Would you say this to his face, Nikki? Because
I'm not. 1,000%.
I don't know him like you do. So you say whatever you want, but I'm just saying.
And that's where I bury a lot of things in sarcasm. Like, oh, Johnny, I'm just kidding.
What about Jim? Jim wouldn't do something like that.
No. No.
He made the Popcorn Pick of the Week last night.
What?
So Jim was here. That'll be
what
fun.
What was his? Oh, I want to know what his pick is.
Well,
was.
You'll have to listen to the podcast.
Fine.
We haven't recorded it yet.
I can't wait till you go to this wedding.
Do you think
wedding.
You can guess it and see if...
Yeah, one of the films he was in.
Sure.
Project Solitude.
Project Solitude, that's right.
Is that the movie he's in?
Yeah.
That's the movie he's in with Eric Roberts, and Jim couldn't even sit through the premiere, and he's in it.
Yes. He asked the usher. I loved him telling that story.
Yeah.
I went up to the usher, and I asked him... how much longer is left in this movie? And the usher says 50 minutes. I asked, 15? He said, no, 50. And I left. Didn't even want, said, Donna, we're out.
He, Donna is his wife?
Yes.
Okay. He was in another, no, he went to another movie and he did the same thing. He walked out. Like, he's either got no attention span or he is not easily entertained.
Yeah, 90 minutes, like you, so you must have to impress him within 20, 30 yeah. minutes.
You got
to
do the elevator pitch. You got to get in yep. right away.
Yep.
Nikki,
I don't know how he does what he does here with
everything this. Else he's got going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah, it is. He, so let's do this. We have, first of all, welcome.
Thanks.
As this, I really appreciate you helping us out because I wanted, and this counts, I wanted to have you on as a regular guest, not just a popcorn pick,
yeah,
not
yeah.
that there's any, you know, pecking order with those.
No.
They're all, so it's good to have you here, though, on a regular night, especially yeah. a Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious?
Once I look at the calendar and realize that's what's going on.
You're extra careful then?
I don't know if I'm careful, but if stuff starts happening
yeah.
all day, I'll just be like, yeah, Friday the 13th, whatever.
Interesting.
Just,
see,
but
I like
sports-wise, we were talking earlier
yeah.
about being athletes or former athletes, whatever. Yeah. And I think I was superstitious as an athlete. And I'm
what would you do?
Absolutely superstitious with my son playing.
How does that manifest itself? Like,
oh, baseball pants have to be worn again. Baseball
without
socks.
Washing, like if he has a good game, you won't wash the pants, or
yeah.
Oh wow,
yeah.
What if he's got like a big grass stain or
yeah?
Something?
Well, everybody's gonna have them.
They just think he comes from a bad home. You'd rather
my
people
God.
Think that.
Well, no. Okay. Well, I'm assuming that we're talking in the context of like a weekend tournament.
Okay.
So then they won't get washed before that next game,
okay.
but absolutely before the next location, they absolutely must be laundered.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do have standards. I cannot have people because they judge the mother, right?
Right.
They aren't like people don't take a look at a kid
that
with like a
bad haircut.
Dad
is really dropping
exactly.
the ball.
Exactly. It's always the mom.
They're just expected to be boobs. The mom has to be on top of it. Yeah, that's not fair.
Typecast.
When we were talking earlier about sports, I didn't mean to give you the impression I was a great athlete.
No,
I was athletic.
Yeah.
But I had zero nose for the ball. I would do everything right. I would box out, follow what the coach said.
Yeah.
And I would never get a rebound. The ball would always. And then, you know, the fat kid who's uncoordinated, but's got the nose for the ball and knows sports is on it. And he's like, I'm like, how does he do that? It's crazy. It's a talent that I don't know
it
how people do
it. It is a wonder.
It is a wonder. I wish I was better at it.
Well, and you dropping your skill set that you could dunk.
I got one clean one down. I may have exaggerated.
You're
trying,
a dunker.
I was trying to impress you. I am yeah, technically
I'm
a dunker. Now,
I
could make it look like I dunk regularly and miss and
yeah.
make it look good and then act like, oh, I usually get that down.
Mm.
Not the case.
No.
Because a lot of the problem is, I don't know if you've ever had this issue, Conrad, you have to be able to palm the ball.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
Helpful.
I have, you know, decent sized mitts, but I couldn't, if I was sweaty enough.
Yeah.
I could hold the ball. But usually it always, but at volleyball, dunk.
Well, again,
you know, stuff
different
like that.
Size.
No problem.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the extent of
listen
my.
Listen, that. I thought
that's
we
all
were...
I got when it comes to sports for bragging.
I'm just like a C student. I was just an average athlete.
Yeah,
just
same.
Like, I filled a roster spot.
There's something about being average that is so beautiful because you have zero expectations. Like your parents are just happy you got out into the world.
Well. And this may surprise you, not in the least. I won one athletic award in my life.
What was that?
Two, if you count, I got last place in a golf tournament once for
well,
most strokes.
How was last?
Oh. Most strokes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So now I have a theme song, right? Stroking. <It's> super uncomfortable.
The stroke,
but
yeah.
My athletic claim to fame was that I was the 1994... Varsity Volleyball Spirit Award winner.
So you played varsity volleyball?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty
good. I mean, even when you're on the bench, you're still considered a roster individual.
You're in the program.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like...
So the Spirit Award is like you have a great attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the first one off the bench cheering
yep.
for the actual athletes.
Yep. Just nonstop
yeah.
elevate their confidence. Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's my problem when I played sports. If I didn't like the way things were going, I would open my mouth and I'd get in trouble. And I had, there was one game in particular.
Like chirpy at the other team, chirpy.
Well, you tell me. Mm. So we beat the team across the river. It's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
I think five guys played. This is basketball. There's 12 of us in the roster. We all throw our uniforms down like we do. We're in the locker room. The coach is all fired up because he beat the better team, you know, and he's like, this is a team effort, guys, a team effort. I'm like, five guys played. Like, I didn't say that, but I said, I did hold up my uniform, and I said, coach, where does the clean pile go? And he said, Schwabe, if you don't like it, get the hell out of here. And you know what? I did, because I had to swallow. I'm like, oh, God, now I have to quit because I can't bail. Yeah. And he was a better man and a good coach, and he called me into his office. And he said, I don't want you to quit, but we can't have, you know, he read me the riot act, but he goes, I'd like you to still be on the team. And I was so thankful because I loved, like, I wasn't good at basketball. I wasn't great at basketball, certainly, but I loved going to practice every day and being with my teammates and just playing. So, yeah, I would always try to.
Where's the clean pile?
Make it funny, you know, and everyone on the team was like, whoa.
Well, here's the deal, though.
They knew I was in trouble.
I mean, you still hit the showers after, right? Yeah. Again.
Which was the fun part.
You have. That don't make it weird now.
No, that wasn't the. You know what's weird? When we would take showers. Did you do this kind of after sports practice, basketball, football, whatever? We'd all have our own shampoo. We'd wash our hair every day. Like, just get in there and rinse off. You don't have to like shave your legs and your face and like what the heck, you know? But we had some guys had strawberry shampoo and then it was awful. I'm like, I wash my hair once a week now.
I've never taken a communal shower, and I've been an athlete.
I don't know that I would now. It was just kind of the common practice. What about you guys? Did you have...
No, not... I mean, at least I played basketball. No one on the team did that. Because after practice, we just go home and shower there.
Yeah, that makes so much more sense.
Well, like, and, Con, you're significantly younger than us, too.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really old locker room anyways, because, like, the shower wouldn't even work.
Oh.
So it was like, I would just go home and...
I would seek out a school district to find out their facilities, their athletic facilities, and that is the school I would choose. Not because they've got a fantastic reputation for education.
Just your locker room situation?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your showers?
Are there dividers? Is there a curtain involved?
We don't... my son was like, he just graduated in like 2019, he said nobody took showers.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Yeah. And then I was like, how weird was it when I was young? Like
junior high, we'd go into the stalls, close the curtain, I'd run the water, but then stand
pretend you were showering?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's
hilarious. I mean, again, I wasn't, whatever. Look at this. I'm just like spilling my soul right now.
Well,
there was one year when I was in the first year of junior high where they actually, like, the teacher was like, I'm going to grade you if you guys don't shower. And I was like, I'm not going to shower, so.
Take your clothes off, kids.
Pretty much.
So
it was
weird.
That's weird, right? Like, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah. Did you have that coach that happened to show up every time in the locker room right when the guys were
getting up? Right, yeah, uncomfortably. Ooh, fascinating.
It was a weird time, and I think it got weirder as, like, even when my dad was a kid. Like, but when we were in high school, I remember they would fill up the shower floor, and they'd put shampoo so it was all sudsy. And some guys would run and do like a head first slide completely naked on the floor where suds.
Ew.
And at the time, it was just like, oh, wow, you know. But I was like, that's really unsanitary.
Right.
A chance at a serious injury. There's a drain.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's strange. I don't know.
You
what
have lived
here?
A wild and crazy life.
It got worse. It's like, all right.
We started here and we've gone here.
Folks, we're going to go even lower after this short break. Yes. Nikki Zirjev is here. We're going to talk. I promise we'll get to a little Christmas and we're going to talk some comedy movies. But let's see how much further south we can go here.
Absolutely.
With this conversation.
Off the rails.
It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on the impact of Shelby County versus Holder, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision invalidating Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Anticipating even more erosion of the VRA, some states have passed their own state VRAs. It's not only the dismantling of Section 5, the pre-clearance requirements for states with a history of discrimination. The conservative justices also made proving racial gerrymandering harder under Section 2, and they've made it easier for a state legislature to dilute minority voting power. And in the lower courts, more cases attempting to keep individual voters from bringing voting rights lawsuits under the VRA are pending. With dwindling protections from the federal government, California, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Minnesota have enacted state VRAs. Michigan, Maryland, New Jersey, and Florida have efforts underway. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recommends that state VRAs should have pre-clearance requirements for municipalities which have patterns of discrimination. Rules should include a prohibition against vote denial or dilution through gerrymandering, strong protections against intimidation or deception, language assistance, a statewide database to make evidence-based decisions on election administration, and a directive to the state judiciary to support pro-voter and pro-democracy decisions. We have the recommendations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue.
We're back. This is the show. This is the I'm Not Here show.
Yeah.
On Friday the 13th, Nikki Zirjev is here, but we're not really here.
No.
You are the star of our most recent Life Mark movie trailer, which we'll play later in the show. Thank you for
I love
your
how you
talents.
Use that term relatively star.
Well,
like it'd be
just,
the really poorly
was.
Drawn.
No, it was great. It was those are and they're very fun to do. We've already gotten past the point where I haven't you seem comfortable with the fact that I haven't brushed my teeth.
Yeah, no, and, I'm fine with it.
So that's good. And Conrad, this has happened maybe one or two other times when I get in a hurry. He's never said anything. So I hope I'm not one of those guys where you can smell me. You ever have someone like that? You're around someone and their halitosis is so bad. It's like,
yeah.
What the hell is that smell? And then yeah. All of a sudden there's a person there. It's like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. And I'd want someone to tell me I'm that guy.
Well, so then do you want them to just slip you the mint? Or, because I did that today earlier on.
As a hint to someone?
No. Oh. No, just because we had been eating and I knew that one of our cohorts would appreciate, because otherwise they'll be overthinking.
Right, that's interesting.
And so I just offered.
That's like,
right?
That's
oh,
a very...
I mean, and that's kind of my mom duty, right?
Yeah, husband would never do that. A guy would never do a husband. That's a mom thing.
That is a mom thing.
A husband,
mom,
would just...
a wife, a good, just a person who pays attention. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's a comic called Todd Glass who I want to get on the show. He's hilariously funny. One of his jokes is his girlfriend told him, hey, our neighbor has really terrible breath. You got to say something. He goes, what am I supposed to say?
It's the neighbor. Yeah.
He's like, hey, Alan, what do you think 50 Tic Tacs taste like? Or hey, Alan, is your ass backed up? You know, what are you supposed to say to someone?
My God.
Conrad, take a memo. We got to get Todd Glass on the show.
Okay.
That's one S, right? Or two?
Two S's.
Two S. I'm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Todd Glass, yeah.
Oh, thanks. It's the first one silent, though.
The first S? Right. There's actually three S's. So two of them are silent. I mean, we could just do that.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, so, all right, this is fun. Let's, Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? What do you look more forward to?
Eve.
Sam?
Yep.
Con?
I'd say Eve as well, yeah.
So here's the deal. We are actually bad Christmas parents, and we've basically negated Christmas Day with our youngest child.
Okay.
Yep. And that was just very easily done by just saying, listen, you're going to open stuff tonight and we can sleep in. And, you know, crisscross applesauce. It was done.
You told him the Santa news when he was like four, just so you could
not get up four, early. But it was a Christmas Eve. Like, do you know everything we opened at Grandma and Papa's?
Yeah.
That was Santa,
too. I forgot to tell you, Santa.
And so, and he's like, you know, I've had some questions anyway. I've suspected. But then we did realize, like, did we just take this away truly on the eve of Christmas?
Oh.
Because we didn't have anything else
How old was
to
he?
Give. I mean, he was maybe eight or nine.
I think I found out when I was eight. But I think kids now believe longer. I know my kids did. My son, not that much, but my daughter, my daughter could have been pretending just so she got.
Ding, ding,
so
ding.
I don't know.
I do think there's, and I, this is going to be controversial. If
Love
you
it.
Ride the school bus, you know about Santa.
Yeah, that's true.
Much younger than
Kids
your
aren't
parents.
Keeping a lid on that.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's all over.
We had one.
The life lessons you learn on a bus.
Probably one of the last Christmases where my kids believed. I don't know who's listening, so I don't want to spill the beans too much. But my daughter, I got the video camera up. I'm like, come on in, guys. And my kids walk in, and my daughter sees the, you know, the hall under the tree. And she goes, not as many as last year. I'm like, go out of the room, come back in.
And try to
re-record this. Take two.
You had her do it again?
I did. Like, this is something that's going to live on.
Is a treasured memory.
Yeah, I should have. I probably just left that one too. Because
or you could challenge her. Like, whose fault is that?
Yeah,
dear child.
You should have been there. You could have. Yeah, you could have said something there.
Do you feel bad now?
Yeah. Oh. If you hadn't done those four transgressions,
correct,
whatever they were. Yeah. So
anyway.
I'm with you. I like Christmas Eve to me is more fun. It's just more the buildup is still there. Christmas Day is like fun too because it's relaxing and you get to just chill out. But it's not the same as Christmas Eve.
No. You know? There's an elevation that is reached at Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, you just want to just coast.
Absolutely.
Jammies, movies,
nice breakfast. Not
brushing our teeth. Maybe some bedhead.
Bedhead is okay.
Side of fries.
Conrad's wondering. I don't think he heard that. I had my buddy Jimmy Pardo, who's been on this show. Said this was when he.
I didn't know it was for Pardo.
He would fix his tie, and that meant a side of fries. And we don't even know what that meant. Like you're ordering, you're just like side of fries. Like it's like a mob thing. It's like the dumbest thing ever. You know Pardo?
Well, of his work.
He's one of my good friends, so we have to have him back on the show. All right, so we have a Christmas quiz I want to give Nikki. Brittany Merlot is coming up with a quick weather thing, right, Conrad? We're going to get a little, find out what's happening the rest of the winter. Do you think it's going to be a mild winter?
I'm hoping.
Me too.
Fingers crossed.
All right, it's not mild today.
No.
The 12th / 13th.
Correct. The fake right. 13th.
Nikki Zirjev is here on Friday the 13th. Be careful out there, folks. And we're going to give Nikki a Christmas quiz, and we're going to talk about some of our favorite comedies when we come back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll continue a conversation with author Laura Bird, full of recommendations for books that also make great holiday gifts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
I'm Dan.